We do not know much about Jesus when he was a boy. The Bible says that he was filled with wisdom. The Bible says that he was in favor with God and man. We know by this that Jesus was a good boy. We know by this that Jesus was loved by everyone who knew him. The people in Nazareth were not thought of as being very good. When Jesus was older, he was sometimes looked down on because he had once lived in Nazareth. But the natural scenes around Nazareth were beautiful. Jesus probably went to school like other boys his age. He might have studied history and God's law from the Old Testament books. Probably the boy Jesus played with other boys his age. No doubt he worked in his father's carpentry shop. Do you think the boy Jesus ever helped his mother in the house? The boy Jesus surely learned from the mountains and lakes, the birds and flowers, the storms, the sunshine, and everything he saw or heard. All these were lessons for him. How did he become filled with wisdom? By seeing something to learn in everything around him and to be willing to learn the lessons. The Bible tells of a trip Jesus took when he was 12 years old. Every year in the spring, there was a great feast in Jerusalem. It was called the Feast of the Passover. Children of Israel from all parts of the country went to it. In those days, women and old men usually rode on mules and donkeys when traveling. Sometimes they rode on horses or camels on trips. The young men with long sticks in their hands walked beside them and led the animals. Children were not generally taken along until they were 12 years old. Those children who did get to go on such trips could walk and run a part of the way. But when they got tired, they were given a ride. Many people made such trips together and they had a good time on the journey. They talked and laughed. They sang together. They stopped at the springs to get water when they were thirsty. And as they walked along, they picked the fruit and berries they found by the roadside. When they got tired, they would stop and rest. For many people, going to the Feast of the Passover in Jerusalem was a long and tiring trip. Thousands of strangers were in Jerusalem when the feast began. Every house was full. Tents were put up for those who could not find room anywhere else. When Jesus was 12 years old, his parents took him on this trip for the first time. It lasted 7 days. Then the long procession of people started home again. Jesus was very interested in what he saw and heard, so much so that when the others left the city, Jesus stayed behind. His parents did not know this. They thought that he was with some of their friends in the group. They did not look for Jesus until evening. Then he was nowhere to be found. No one remembered seeing him all day. Think how troubled his parents must have felt. Their boy, who had never been away from them, was lost and so far away from home too. They must go back to Jerusalem to find him. It took them another day to get back to the city. It was the third day before they saw their boy again. Then where do you think they found him? In the temple. The boy Jesus was in the temple, hearing the old gray-haired men talk, asking them questions that astonished them. He was a boy of only 12 years who knew so much. Do you think his parents were glad to see him? His mother hurried to him and said, "My son, why did you leave us? Your father and I have been looking for you and have been very sad." Jesus answered her, "Why did you look for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Jesus did not mean Joseph when he said, "My father." He meant God. He was a young boy, but he was very thoughtful, and he knew that there was work for him to do in the world. He knew that his work was to teach people how his Father wants them to live. He was ready to begin his work, but it was not yet time for him to do so. So he went back to Nazareth with his parents. He was the same loving, obedient boy that he had always been. Until a Jewish boy was 12 years old, he was called a little boy. But after that, he was called a young man. At 12 years old, he was expected to study and work as the young men did. Everyone must learn some trade. Everyone must learn some kind of work by which he could earn his living. Joseph was a carpenter, so no doubt he taught Jesus to do carpenter work. Joseph probably taught Jesus how to make houses, tables, yokes for oxen, or anything made of wood. We will leave Jesus for a little while and see what has become of the son of Zacharias. John, too, grew to be a thoughtful, manly boy. His father told him what his work was to be. His father taught him what he needed to know to be ready for it. As he grew older, John knew that he could not do good work unless he thought, studied, and prayed about it. To do this, he left his home and his friends. He went to live all alone in the wilderness. He found plenty to eat there. He had locusts. He had honey, which the bees left in the rocks and in hollow trees. Locusts are something like our grasshoppers. Even today, in that country, many people still eat them. John found shelter in caves located in the sides of the hills. There he found shelter from the cold and storms and from wild animals that might be around. His clothing was made of the coarse hair which grows on a camel. It was fastened around John's waist with a leather belt. There in the wilderness, John lived alone for many years. During this time, nothing took his mind off his work. At last, the time came for him to preach. There is a river in Palestine called the Jordan. To the banks of the Jordan River, John came from the wilderness. There he began to preach. He was enthusiastic and a very good speaker. People liked to listen to him. Before long, great crowds from all around came every day to hear him. All the people thought he must be the Christ, but John said, "No, I am not the Christ. I am the prophet from the wilderness whose work is to prepare the way for the Christ and tell people about him. He is to be so much greater than I am that I am not good enough even to be his servant. Your Savior is coming very soon, but he will not save you unless you are sorry for your sins. You must not say to yourselves, 'God will love us because we are the children of Abraham.' You must be good yourselves if you want to be loved and saved." Over and over, John said to the people, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you." To repent is to be so sorry for something we have done that we will ask God's forgiveness and try very hard never to do it again. After they repented, he baptized them. You know how good water makes things that are washed in it clean. So water is used in baptism to wash away from our hearts anything that is not pure and clean. He baptized so many people that he is called John the Baptist. He said, "When the Christ comes, he will give you a new heart And that is what you need to be really good. We should all pray just as David did so long ago. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is not a very long prayer, but it means so much. When we have been given new, clean hearts, we will never again do wrong without being very, very sorry and praying to God, asking to be forgiven.